Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler will join us and recap those markets when we come back right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of corn, soybean, and sorghum seed to meet all your in-season needs, and they're locally tested to ensure success on your acres. Every Pioneer brand product contains a total package of proven traits and world-class genetics, and our unmatched network of local DuPont Pioneer field teams and Pioneer sales professionals are here to help you get the most out of every acre of your farm. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend upon.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And, well, ended up with a pretty nice day for those livestock, higher across the board. Live cattle, feeder cattle, hogs all higher yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. The entire cattle complex closed positive after suffering large triple-digit losses the previous two sessions. There was no price-friendly news out there for the higher trade taking place in the cattle. It appeared to be mostly technical buying in nature. The lean hogs did have triple-digit gains yesterday. Today is the cold storage report. Friday is the cattle and feeder report. And yesterday we did see choice box beef up 68 cents, but select boxes were down $2.65, total movement of 136 lows. Cattle kill yesterday, 110,000 head. Cash feeder index down 18 cents. On the close yesterday, June cattle, 85 cents higher. May feeders up $1.82. June lean hogs, $2.07 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 40,000 head to be offered, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows. For information about the auction, call them 800-422-2117 or go to www.superiorlivestock.com.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they finished their work yesterday, wheat futures finishing positive, but the corn and the soybeans were negative yesterday.
Yes, Dave, we did see an overall quiet trading session yesterday for our grain and our soybean complexes. As Dave said, only the wheat closed slightly positive while our corn and soybeans traded and closed negative. We continue to see funds selling, pulling prices lower as there is a real lack of price-friendly news out there for our grain and soybean complexes. We will see on Friday of this week the May grain and soybean options expire. At the moment, July KC wheat is unchanged. July corn's holding down a penny and three quarters. July soybeans now down three and a quarter. July cotton is 10 points higher. June crude oil, 12 cents lower. The June dollar index down 31 cents, and June Dow Jones futures trading 66 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow, as we always do. And look forward to that. But right now, that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.